you know, today what we wanted to talk about was the notion that TikTok is not just a place for tweens, or not just a place of content that you might roll your eyes at. It's actually a place where professionals are doing really great things. And when I saw Tali's content and the great things you were doing as a lawyer, as an educator, as someone who's inspiring young lawyers as well, it really got me excited and really got me to think about what is the potential for other professionals. So I reached out and was fortunate enough to have you as my guest. And I really look forward to talking to you about your experience with TikTok and how it's changed your professional and personal outlook.
Well, thank you so much, Josh, for having me here today. I'm so excited to share my experience with TikTok.
Great. So I prepared a few questions, and these are questions that just help us get a better sense of what it was like for you as a professional on TikTok, who's formed this really cohesive, exciting following. We want to just talk a little bit about that. And so just to start off, not everybody is comfortable on TikTok. It requires a lot of like sharing and dancing and inviting. So how did you get comfortable on TikTok?
So I guess I just started just really to have fun. And I think as I kind of did more and more videos, I started realizing, oh, I can be kind of silly. I can be kind of fun, but also educational. So I really, I think with time, it transferred to that, that point of me being comfortable.
Great. And so we're just going to take a quick pause for a second, and we'll just adjust a few things because there's a little feedback.
Yeah, I was going to. And
we'll be right back because we adjust that little bit of feedback.
Yeah. You can, you know, Tali, you can reduce your volume on your phone. That way it won't, it's echoing because there are two things.
Got it. Okay.
That should work.
Great. Okay. And just if you can recap that question for us, we wanted to know about how did you get comfortable sharing on TikTok?
How did I get? Okay, so I got comfortable because I started basically for fun. I went on there. I was like, okay, I'm going to just share a few things, see how this is. And I mainly started for marketing my firm. So I ended up, you know, putting some videos out there. And then I started seeing, you know, people are actually enjoying my videos. They think that they're learning. And so I decided to just get a little bit more comfortable and be more authentic. And I enjoyed it. And that more and more, I'm getting more experimentative with my videos.
So. Yeah, one thing that's surprised surprised me, I thought it was pretty incredible is, I mean, you have a full-time job and you're an entrepreneur and you're doing all these things and you're creating these really well-done videos. So how do you make that all work? Can you walk us through what a day in your life is as a creator on TikTok?
Yeah. So I really have to balance my time because there's a lot I have to do with running my firm, doing legal work, administrative tasks, and in addition to posting, because I try to post on TikTok every day. So that, you know, I have to make sure I'm balancing my time, but still staying kind of sane. So I have to make sure I'm, you know, sleeping well, eating, all that stuff, exercising. So it really comes down to time management and planning. But I've been, have a schedule where when I'm filming my content for TikTok, I do it mostly on the weekends. So I spend like a day and I, you know, film content, kind of have it planned out though. So like throughout the week, I'll get some inspiration and I'll save them. And then I'll decide to film those videos over the weekend. Sometimes I'll get really inspired and I really want to do a video quicker than wait till the weekend. So I'll just be like, okay, end of the day, I'm going to start filming something and then post it that day. But usually I plan out what I'm going to film. And then I film one day and then my editing also take some time. So I do my editing throughout the week.
And do you do your own editing or do you have a team that helps you with editing?
I do basically most of my editing myself.
That's great. Just a quick acknowledgement that we do have some comments and we're gonna come back to the comments a little bit later on. But thank you so much for the comments. So you've edited these pieces, you've balanced it with your life, you're creating so much good content that I enjoy and so many others enjoy. Is there a piece of content you've created that you particularly like?
Yeah, I really actually enjoyed putting together my piece where it says, if my 18-year-old self woke up in my 33-year-old body. And I really like that one because, you know, after putting it together and viewing it, I was like, wow, this is actually like, I'm very thankful for my life and like where I came, you know, where I started from and where I ended up so far, you know. And I, sometimes you don't really think about it all. Like life just moves so fast. So you don't have the time to reflect. And so I was fortunate to, you know, have that opportunity to share that with my followers. And a lot of them feel a little bit lost right now because they're in that point of their life where they're not sure what they're going to do. They're going through rough times. And so a lot of them were very happy to see something like that and give it gave them hope. So I was really happy that I could do that for someone. It wasn't like I wanted to show off about my life. I wanted to more so show people to hold on and hang on. And, you know, if times are rough, it'll get better.
And did that particular piece, were you inspired by something in particular for that piece? Was there, you know, a movie or a song, or did the idea just come to you?
So actually, so TikTok's very trend-based, and that was actually a trend that people started doing. And I was like, oh, but most of them were like, if my 18-year-old self woke up in my, or if my 13-year-old self woke up in my 18-year-old body. And I was like, well, I'm going to show a different perspective, show from 18 to 33, because that's a lot more of a time difference. So it kind of gives people more of a, you know, different perspective on the trend.
Have people expressed any ideas or sentiment or kind of thrown shade at you, kind of talk as someone who's not a 13-year-old talking about being an 18-year-old, but as a 33-year-old thinking back? And have you experienced any of people's judgments around you know, you as a professional using it versus a 13-year-old girl using it?
I definitely have. I've noticed people that are not on it. Somebody made a comment like, that's not really professional. You shouldn't be on there. You know, oh, I think the audio is still having issues. I saw someone's comments.
No, that was an old comment.
I think that was an old comment.
Sorry. So, you know, I feel like there are some negative comments, but for the most part, everyone's pretty supportive, or they just don't really say anything, you know, if they have negative thoughts.
It's also brave of you to kind of step into an environment that's thought of as an environment, at least by some people, as teens or tweens, and to say, I'm comfortable here. I'm going to use this because these are the tools that I can use. This is who I'm going to be. How did you get that sense of like chutzpah, that guts to just do that?
You know, I think it just takes time just to be like, you know what, I'm going to just put myself out there. If they don't like it, then at least I tried and I like could see that they didn't like it or it's just not getting traction. But I do feel like I actually met a lot of nice people on TikTok that are also other lawyers. And it's nice to have their support as well, because they're always like, you know, we'll boost each other up, build each other up. And it's nice to have that also. It kind of gives you more of that boost to do more kind of fun, creative videos.
Have you taken that to a different environment? Like, have you talked to lawyers on Facebook or on the phone, or, you know, have you like texted them and planned together? Is it more just kind of an understood thing and you collaborate through the comments?
You know, I have actually Facebooked some of them separately, and I'm actually going to go meet one of the attorneys I met through TikTok for dinner next week. So I'm like really excited. Oh, wow. He also lives in LA, and I'm like, this is going to be so fun. I get to connect with somebody that I met on TikTok. So it's kind of cool. You really get to meet. It just kind of makes the world a little bit smaller, because I've met people both internationally and in the United States. So,
yeah. And I mean, do you feel like in terms of like lawyers of TikTok as a hashtag that you know that community pretty well, like that you recognize people and then you're seeing the same faces come up over and over again within that community?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we see the same people over and over again, and we all have like our tight knit community where we're communicating with each other.
Wonderful. So I think just one quick tech question is that there's still maybe a little bit of an echo. Yeah. And so Facebook is another place where you can watch this conversation live. And if you go to Refine and Focus, the Facebook page, that's another place where you can catch us live if that echo is problematic. But we're so happy that you're watching. Now, when it comes to your comments, First off, you get a lot of comments. Are you spending most of your time all day like responding in real time to comments, or how are you choosing to respond to those comments?
So I do try to respond to my comments. If I see comments, I'll try to respond to them within like the first 30 minutes after I post. But for, you know, if I'm getting a lot of comments throughout the rest of the night and the next day, I don't really respond as they come. I dedicate a time period where I'll, you know, respond to them all at one time.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the things that I really appreciate with your fans is that your fans seem to be very respectful of you. And I can't say the same about other people's fans on TikTok. Is there something that you've done to cultivate fans that are respectful, and how did you get so lucky?
Yeah, you know, I feel very fortunate that I have a very good fan base. They're all loyal and very respectful. And it's funny, I actually checked my analytics the other day on TikTok, and I have 80.9% female followers. So I'm not sure if that has something to do with it, but I think that I really try my best to kind of be like a mentor for them. And I think maybe females feel more comfortable with me being a mentor versus the men that are watching everything, which I'm totally okay with. But yeah, I think that that's probably maybe one of the reasons I make it more of a mentory thing versus I don't try to like brag or show off. I want to be more of like a mentor, you know?
So right.
More of a warm feeling versus a, this is me and I'm like, you know, I'm so cool or something. I don't know.
No, I hear you. And I'm really curious about what it was like to check your analytics. And did you go there with this mindset of, I'm going to discover things that's going to change how I create content and how I share, et cetera? Or is it more like, oh, this is good to know?
I think it's more like, this is good to know. I don't think I've actually changed any way of my content building based on my analytics. I haven't really. It's just been what I've been doing. I just like to check. And sometimes I'll say, okay, well, this style of video didn't work. So maybe I just won't do as many of these. But it doesn't really ultimately change the way that I, you know, what I post on TikTok.
And in terms of the analytics, because I'd like to know more in general, is are you primarily looking at how many people viewed, or are there other things that matter to you?
I'm looking a lot at who viewed, and I'm also looking at the time that I post, because that's also important, because the best time to post is based on what your analytics say. And it's not like Instagram where there's like a couple set times in the day where it's really good to post. With TikTok, it really depends on, you know, when your followers are looking at your content.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about your content, and it seems to be very directed towards aspiring lawyers. Is that who you're targeting, or are you targeting other people? Or I'd love to hear more about who you think your audience is.
So initially, like I mentioned, I was going on as a to do marketing. So I thought it was going to be more potential clients and maybe other lawyers that could refer cases. But, you know, it really evolved and it became so much more than that and way more important to me, where I felt like I actually enjoy the mentorship aspect of it way more than like advertising. Getting cases, all of that is a plus to me. But my main goal is I like to help people. Because I remember when I was going through this process, I was in the dark a lot. We didn't have these kind of tools to help us through. It was just like Google searches, talk to people that we know. And everyone I talked to would be like, don't go to law school. It's the worst thing to do. Don't do it. So I wanted to be a different, you know, a refreshing twist on that, where you can show people that law school isn't that bad. You can do it if you're passionate about it. And that's why I think that that's where my focus of my followers are going.
Yeah, what I really like in that same vein is it seems like, number one, you're having fun in almost every video. Like, it's warm, it's fun to watch. But number two is there's an educational message that is delivered in every video, like a nugget that's delivered in every video. Like, and whether it's a Khan Academy offering, like free or low cost, you know, places to study for the LSAT, or how to like boost your GPA. Like, these are very tangible, specific insights that you've situated inside of narratives, which I really thought is well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what advice do you have to those who want to create but haven't yet? I haven't actually created anything on TikTok yet. My business partner and my partner hasn't, and others haven't either. We want to, we just don't know where to begin and how to do it. Would love to hear your advice.
Yeah, sure. So I think the most important thing is to find your niche. Everyone should have like some kind of niche, because people like to follow people for what they can offer, whether that's like your personality, a product you're selling, a service, or just being you. I mean, just think about what makes you special and how you can contribute to the community. And so, and the next thing is just make sure you're being authentic and being yourself, because people can see that when you're forcing things and you're just not being natural. You can sense it. Yeah. And even sometimes when I'm feeling off, I try not to film those days, because it shows through my videos, you know, where I'm like not feeling well, or I'm just not in the mood to film. Sometimes, to be honest, it happens. You're just like, I just want to like lounge. I don't feel like doing anything. And so just make sure you're being authentic about it. Find what works for you and just go for it. Have fun with it. I think that's the most important thing.
That's awesome. So I'm going to go to one of the comments that we have, okay, and then I'll come back to a couple more questions, and then we'll call it a day. But in terms of one of the comments, Yentine asks, in terms of gaining traction, have you noticed any particular characteristics of certain TikToks that work particularly well?
Yeah, that's great, actually. And I think that there are a few videos that have really worked for me, and I've noticed have worked for other creators too. The day in the life videos, people love seeing those, and they love to get a glimpse into your life, to see what you do every day, especially for aspiring lawyers. They want to have that, they want to have that hands-on experience to see, what does she do? Like how much work does she really do? So I think that is something that really works very well. And also showing your experience and what you've been through and comparing it to where you are now, showing the hardships that you've gone through to where you are now, that those videos work very well, because I think people can relate to them. So I think making videos that are relatable is very important, and showing your true self. And yeah, I think those ones do particularly well over other videos.
So let's take one of those examples. Let's say day in the life. I mean, do you literally kind of take like pen to paper and kind of like storyboard, like scene by scene, what you're going to do, what you're going to do? Can you go like really granular with us and like walk us through what that looks like, how you do it?
So I've only made one day in the life video so far. I plan to make more, because now I kind of know what people, you know, like what I could do to make it more interesting. And but anyway, so what I did first is like I write down like my typical day, what I need to do, what I get done, like what times, and then I start filming pieces of it and then putting it together. So it kind of takes a little bit of time, because you might have to film throughout a few days, or and then you have to put it together, and then you have to add a voiceover to it. So it kind of, it is a lot of work, but it also it gives people a glimpse into your life, at least a 1 minute video, you know.
Great. So just a reminder, if you have any comments, now is the time to share them. I'm going to go back to that last question that I have planned, which is really, is there something about you, and this can be professional or personal, that your followers don't know, and that might even surprise them?
You know, I thought about this, and I really don't know if people know, but I'm a huge Disney fan. So I love going to Disneyland. Like if I could go to Disneyland right now, I would. I actually just thought about it this morning when I woke up. I was like, I really wish I could go to Disneyland today. It's one of those things. I'm like super Disney fan. So I watch Disney shows, Disney, I don't know. I guess, yeah, I just love it. And I wear my mini ears when I go to Disneyland.
Nice. Well, I'll just say in general that I am so impressed with how you use TikTok. I'm impressed that the message is like warm and inviting, that you're always helping people, that it's energetic, that it's on brand, that you've built a community, that the community loves you, and that the community is supportive, and that you're finding a sense of validation and worth in what you're doing.
Thank you.
I'm just very impressed, and I wouldn't be surprised if we have a discussion in a year from today and we see that your, you know, community and your vision has grown even more and even more and even more.
Yeah, thank you. I'm hoping. Yeah, it's going to be exciting to see, you know, where I'll be in the next year with, you know, with everything. I already look back on the last year and so much has changed already in all good ways.
Absolutely. So we're so appreciative of your time and your expertise. And we thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you.